Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for attending the Windows Intune Overview session with us. My name is Nilesh Bhide. I'm a lead program manager in the Enterprise Client Division of Microsoft. I'm a program manager on Configuration Manager and Intune. I've been with Microsoft for over 10 years now. I love this client management space, and I've been working on Windows Intune for past 4 to 5 years. So I would be very happy to share my experiences with Intune and would love to hear from you as well. And with me, I have my colleague.
Hi, I'm Dilip Radhakrishnan. I'm a lead program manager with the Config Manager and Intune team as well. I've been with Microsoft for 8 years now. I've been program manager for Windows Group Policy, then Windows Intune, and in this current role, I do app management for both Config Manager and Intune.
Okay. So today I'm going to talk about Windows Intune Overview. How many of you have tried Windows Intune before? Okay, around 30% people. How many of you are active customers of Configuration Manager? Most of the room, great. So for the agenda today, the objective is to learn about Windows Intune and then look at the main scenarios that you can fit Windows Intune for satisfying your device management needs. The key takeaway that you are going to take away from this presentation is to understand the comprehensive set of device management capabilities that we enable with Windows Intune. So let's dive into what is Windows Intune. Windows Intune is a world-class cloud-based device management service. When we talk about cloud, immediately a lot of customers have concerns around, oh, how do I store my corporate information in cloud? Why should I trust Microsoft? Why should I trust Microsoft to take care of my corporate information, my device information? And does Microsoft have good set of processes to handle this information in the cloud? So to address that concern, Windows Intune is really a service that you can trust. We have proved that with achieving the ISO 27001 certification recently. We follow the industry standard information security practices to handle the data, to maintain the security of our data center environments, and to protect the privacy of our customers. One more thing that we do better than anybody else in the industry right now is we have a service that has the financially backed SLA for client management cloud-based service. So we have 3 nines uptime, which we guarantee. If we fall short of that uptime, you get service credit from us. Just imagine maintaining your on-prem infrastructure or any other cloud service at 3-9 levels of availability, and then you will understand that we do take care of our customers' uptime. So Windows Intune is going to be different for different customers. So let's look at some of the scenarios that we can enable using Windows Intune. Because now we understand that Windows Intune is a cloud-based service, and we have attended lots of keynote PCIT Foundation sessions, but there is still a lot of confusion about what is Windows Intune for enterprise customers versus what is Windows Intune for small and medium business segment customers. So let's look at that. Windows Intune in the enterprise, this is designed for device admin role. This is not for IT generalist role. So what we do is we attach Windows Intune in the enterprise setting to Configuration Manager. The product that is in Gartner's Magic Quadrant as a leader, we have 70% of the enterprises using our Configuration Manager, so they are very much familiar with Configuration Manager. So we can easily attach Configuration Manager to Windows Intune cloud-based service. What it does for the customers is it extends their capabilities of PC management that Configuration Manager provides today and provide them with mobile device management functionality. The message here from Microsoft is we want to make it easy to manage all devices, not just PCs, not just mobile devices, but all devices. So unified device management is enabled when Configuration Manager is attached to Windows Intune Cloud Service. This configuration really scales. So today, with the current scale of the service, you can have 100,000 mobile devices that can be managed through Windows Intune Cloud Service when they are attached to Configuration Manager instance. The administration experience, this is the best part. It is through Configuration Manager Admin Console. So this is a truly unified device management. There is no new product to learn about. There is no new workflows to learn about. It is inside your Configuration Manager console that you can manage both PCs and mobile devices. So what happens for small and business customers? In this case, we have a service which is cloud-only offering that caters to the need of IT generalists. We basically provide unified device management with basic management capabilities like updates, software distribution, security policy management, alerting, and mobile device management. So that's basically the unified device management through cloud-only offering. But one thing to remember is this is about having simplified management scenarios, because in small and medium business segment, the manpower is it's really short, so they have to do more with less. So in that case, we have streamlined or operationalized our management scenario. So you may not get all the bells and whistles that you can get with Configuration Manager, but it's going to satisfy your most scenarios in small and medium business settings. So the scale when you use Windows Intune in this configuration is going to be around 4,000 users and up to 7,000 devices. And it provides a simple web-based administration console. So you can basically manage all these devices from anywhere in the world. All you need is an internet connection and Silverlight-enabled browser. So with that, I will talk about the first scenario, which is Windows Intune in Enterprise. This is about enabling unified device management with Configuration Manager and Intune. So the first benefit that we can see here is today Configuration Manager is a market-leading product. It does a great job of PC management. It has great amount of functionality there. IT pros love it. We have great ecosystems of partners. We can easily extend that with Windows Intune. And the experience is also very seamless. So it is about enabling the consumerization of IT without compromising the compliance. Why we say that? Because the platforms that are coming in to your enterprise environments, they are evolving on a daily basis. How many times Android devices get revived, right? How many times iOS updates are pushed down? New capabilities get enabled. So it's no longer the world where IT can restrict the set of platforms they support. Like, you know, they can just customize the build of Windows and push it onto all the PCs. It's no longer the case. You have to support the users. They bring their own devices. These devices can be of multiple types. And in order to support those devices, it's very hard for keeping on updating your on-prem software. So Windows Intune can provide that functionality. We rev at a much faster cadence in the cloud. We can do the updates on the back end. When new iOS comes in, you know, we can be ahead of the game. We can support those functionalities, and very few changes are needed on on-prem. So that is the benefit of using Windows Intune in the enterprise that can scale, that can follow the users wherever they go. And basically, you know, the cloud is there to take care of these management needs for the users' devices. They can be anywhere in the world. We can reach out to them. Windows Intune has a couple of data centers across the world. We have US data centers. We have Europe data centers. We have Asia Pacific data centers. We take care of creating accounts for customers that satisfy their geological privacy compliance needs. And since it is geo-redundant as well, it's very reliable infrastructure, and it can follow the users wherever they go in the world. So that's a benefit there. In this particular configuration, you still get all the benefits of Configuration Manager with rich set of application management functionality as well as settings management functionality. Since Windows Intune uses Azure Active Directory, you can easily hook up your on-prem AD to Azure Active Directory and have a common identity story which spans both your on-prem deployment as well as the cloud deployment. So this is how the configuration looks like when you connect Windows Intune to in the enterprise. One thing to notice from, I'm going to traverse this diagram from your left to right. So IT admin gets a single admin console. So this is a single pane of glass. They don't have to worry about managing two separate products or two separate consoles to manage mobile devices as PCs separately. Windows Intune takes care of management of modern devices or mobile devices. System Center Configuration Manager takes care of managing PCs, Macs, Linux machines, and mobile, you know, handheld devices, Windows C devices, and all the other devices. And Windows Intune can feed in all the information about these mobile devices back into the Configuration Manager using a Windows Intune connector. And Configuration Manager can deploy policies through Windows Intune to reach out to those devices over the internet. Yeah, question here. Okay, the question is it possible for small organizations to use Windows Intune without Configuration Manager, or is Configuration Manager necessary to use Windows Intune? The answer is yes, it is possible. So that's the second scenario we will cover in this presentation. The primary scenario is, though, for enterprises, Windows Intune can be used while connected to Configuration Manager. Any other questions before I move on? So let's dive into a demo quickly to see how we can attach Windows Intune to Configuration Manager and do a quick walkthrough of unified device management with Configuration Manager. The next part of this presentation is going to cover the other configuration of Windows Intune where you have cloud-only solution. There is a session right after this where we are going to cover unified device management with Configuration Manager and Intune in much more depth. So we request you to join us there as well so that we can discuss all the details about Configuration Manager. So let me start by switching to Configuration Manager console here. It's three.
Oh. Oh, so this is three.
Okay. 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 So let's look at the Windows Intune subscription. So there are a few things that you need to do in order to hook up Windows Intune to Configuration Manager. The first step is to get Windows Intune subscription. There is a new node here that you can see. It's called Cloud Services Node. And under Cloud Services Node, we have already set up Windows Intune subscription. So let's quickly look at the properties for Windows Intune subscription. There are a few things involved in setting up Windows Intune subscription. The first thing is to get the subscription. The next thing is to identify a set of users that will bring their mobile devices into the enterprise, or that will have corporate-owned mobile devices that you want to manage with Windows Intune. So here you can see a Windows Intune collection. This is just a user group. This user group exists in Active Directory on-prem, and it is dir-synced with Cloud Azure Active Directory. So once you do that and assign users to this collection, then they get enabled to enroll their mobile devices into Windows Intune so that they can be managed through Configuration Manager. So that is about user configuration. The next thing that you need to configure is there is an end user experience that goes with Windows Intune. So every device will have its flavor of self-service portal. You can choose the branding information and IT contact information. So for instance, in this case, there is a company logo that you can specify for Contoso. There is a company logo here. In the next part of the demos, we will show you that IW experience as well. So that can be configured as part of the subscription properties. And IT department contact information also can be provisioned so that if end users need help or IT support, they get that information from their self-service portal. Once you do that, the next part is to identify the platforms that you want to support. So you can see here there are lots of platforms that we support from a management perspective. You can see Windows RT, Windows Phone 8 platforms, as well as iOS and Android platforms. So these are the new platforms that we are adding from the capability perspective. You can specify the configuration settings for each platform. Each platform can have individually unique part of settings that you need to configure in order to manage these machines. For instance, for Windows RT, you first have to enable the platform and then deploy a code signing certificate to all the Windows RT machines, as well as unlock those devices so that side applications could be, line of business applications could be sideloaded onto those devices. So we can take care of that workflow for Windows RT. For iOS, for instance, you'll have to specify the APNS certificate so that the devices can receive notification from Configuration Manager when we send some messages back to iOS devices. For Windows Phone 8, you'll have to provision a Symantec certificate to enable installing our self-service portal, as well as enable installing line of business applications. So as you can see, you can configure these platform-specific settings as part of Windows Intune subscription properties. Once you do that, I'm just going to quickly show you how we extend into cloud so that we can have a distribution point, which is a cloud distribution point, set up quickly with Windows Intune. So we provision the subscription. Now I'm going to basically add a site system role here and specify the proxy settings. This is a new feature that we are adding, because a lot of times the Intune connector needs, Intune connector like service needs to talk to cloud-based service, and you can specify the proxy information here. In this case, I'm going to deselect that. And you can see a new available role here. It's called Windows Intune Connector. That's it. Once I click on it and provision that, it basically sets up the connector, and you are good to go. So that's basically the gist of how long it takes to configure the Windows Intune Connector or management distribution point there. One thing to realize is this is the manage.microsoft.com server role. It is hosted in Microsoft Data Center. And so all the content that you will publish for mobile devices will be handled by Microsoft Data Center. If you're publishing applications, these applications will be loaded into Azure. You will have certain amount of storage space allotted with your Windows Intune subscriptions. For instance, you will have 20 gigs of free space. If you can always purchase more if you need more. So once I set this subscription up, I get the user group set up, I provide the platforms that I want to manage, and create this distribution point, I'm all set to start giving access to users to enroll their devices. So the next step is users will enroll their devices, and when they bring their enrolled devices onto the CARPnet or inside the corporate network, you can enable them to access resources inside your firewall. So you can do that using a new node that we are adding right now in Configuration Manager. It's called Company Resource Access. So you can deploy Wi-Fi profiles, VPN profiles, and certificate profiles to all these mobile devices very easily right through the Configuration Manager console. I'm just going to show you a quick example of VPN profiles. I'm going to create a quick VPN profile here. I will call it TechEd Europe profile. And in this release, we are going to support VPN profiles for most of the major VPN vendors. So you can see Cisco, Juniper, F5, Dell SonicWall, all these profiles could be configured and deployed to Windows Intune managed devices. I'm going to back out of this right now. So VPN profiles could be configured. Wi-Fi profiles also could be configured. So when users get their mobile devices and get into your corporate environment, if that corporate network is already there, they are all set up to connect to that environment. So for instance, in Microsoft IT, we have a MSFT guest network. So when we bring our Surface RTs, which are enrolled in Windows Intune, those Surface RTs get automatically connected to the Microsoft guest network so that we can get internet access. And the last thing is certificate profiles. So you need to deploy certificates for various reasons. One reason is for the authenticated certificates that are code signing certificates. So if you want to run line of business applications which are signed with certain set of certificates, you can do that through in Windows Intune. We also enable you to deploy certificates distribution based on SCEP protocol now. So you can generate user-based certificates now and deploy them to these mobile devices. So all these things can be done very easily to provision resource access. Now I'm going to give you a challenge here. I want to find a node where I can see mobile device management. Can somebody point to me where I can find the mobile device management here? It's a trick question because there is no mobile device management node there. All your management will be done using the same constructs in Configuration Manager. So for instance, if I want to see the device inventory, I go right down to devices node, and I will have my devices, mobile devices, and PCs listed in the same list. So you can see that Paul's iPad is here. Paul's Surface is also here. And it is managed with desktops. So we can quickly browse to these nodes. For these devices, for the users also, this is a very similar concept. These are the Active Directory users that I have synced up with the cloud Active Directory. And I can quickly find Paul here, look at his primary device. And there's a new attribute here you can see that is device owner that we have added to aid identification of these devices, whether it's personally owned versus corporate owned. And based on that, you can determine management functionality, whether you want to collect inventory on those devices or not, and whether you want to deploy software on them or not. You can do that today. So from the compliance settings perspective, we can create compliance items here. Just a quick walkthrough. There are lots of supported platforms. I would say TE compliance node, and there is a mobile device node here. And you can select from multiple categories for compliance there. So in summary, we have all the functionality that is available for PC management. We can extend that to the same set of workflows for mobile device management. So today, how many of you use separate mobile device management solutions in your enterprise, by show of hands? Is that experience good, or do you have some challenges today? Yeah, it's 50-50, right? Sometimes it's troublesome, sometimes it's not. When you're trying to manage compliance of all these thousands of devices that suddenly start showing up in the enterprise, it becomes very difficult to combine PC management information and mobile device management information. With Configuration Manager and Windows Intune together, you can get the single consistent view and compliance view for all these devices. So we make it easy for doing unified device management when we connect Windows Intune to Configuration Manager. Okay. So let's talk about the second scenario. Dilip is going to walk you through the SMB scenario there, and we'll take it from there.
Thanks, Nilesh. This is turned on. So this scenario is what our friend Mark Minasi here was referring to, which is around, I don't have SCCM deployed. I'm a small to medium-sized business. What can I do? So we will switch. Sorry. I thought we switched it. So what we do here in this scenario is we know that the small to medium-sized businesses don't have the same resources that the IT departments of a large enterprise has. And similarly, some of you walked to our booth yesterday and were talking to me. I don't remember which of you, but you talked to us about, hey, I'm a service provider. I'm managing a bunch of small businesses, and I'm trying to manage IT departments for them. So I'm the virtual IT department in those scenarios. So those are excellent cases where you have very small number of accounts where you want to manage without extensive on-premise infrastructure. So Windows Intune in this mode fits that bill perfectly because there's absolutely no server to deploy, nothing to maintain from an infrastructure perspective. All you're doing is sign up for the Intune service and then manage all these mobile devices once they start signing up. So I'm going to divide it into two sections. I'm going to talk about how do you do PC management with Windows Intune, and then I'm going to show how do we do mobile device management with this Intune in this mode. So for PC management, some of the challenges you'll have in this case when you're a small business is I have some remote users or I have a small branch office location with a few PCs on it. Some of them might be even home offices from which people are working from, and they're not domain joined in all cases. So how do you manage those devices? And you have absolutely very little insight into what's there on those machines, but those users are accessing your corporate data, checking your email, coming to your SharePoint sites. So you really need some kind of insight into managing those PCs. So without much ado, we look at all the features that we provide for PC management. It is, think of all the major capability except like OS deployment, which is difficult to do over a cloud-based service, but pretty much everything else, like you can do security, because we integrate with the same endpoint protection engine that we use in the Config Manager client. That's the Forefront endpoint protection engine. We let you distribute apps, and these are not just PC apps. This will be iOS apps, Android apps, as well as Windows Phone 8 apps. We let you do remote assistance when your customers are having trouble and they need help. We'll help you connect to those devices and do troubleshooting. We'll help track your licenses, how many apps you've purchased, how do you reconcile against those licenses. And we'll also have very rudimentary reporting. It's not as rich or extensible like Config Manager's reporting. But last but not least, we let you set a lot of security policies. So let's take a look at how we manage this in a PC. So let me switch to device 3. What you're looking at is the admin console for Windows Intune standalone. So this is a complete web-based console. So you could be an IT admin. So your users could be anywhere, but you could also be sitting in a beach with your drink and still having access to your IT environment. So you can know what's happening. You can see all your alerts, what's happening. The only piece of infrastructure or client software that you have to install on-premise is something that is needed for your client pieces. So we have a security timeout, so I have to enter my password again. So after 20 minutes of console being used, it'll time out. So when we go back into the admin console, so what I was planning to show was this node called client software download. Because to manage your PCs, we need some small agent devices, and what we do is we give you a pointer in the console to go and download that agent. This will work on 32 or 64-bit machines. You can deploy it through your scripts, or you can just send a pointer to your end user, where as an end user, I'm going to come in. Once again, let me log in as the end user. So as an end user, I can just send a URL to that user and then say, here, go to this URL and click enroll your computer and download the software. So if these users are remote users, you don't have to worry about how do you send a script to them, how do you deploy this client agent. It's available with one easy click. They deploy it. Once they get the agent down, and within minutes, you start the devices start showing up in the Intune admin console. So this gives you a very easy deployment story. So let's go back to the admin console. Now let's see that those devices that have been enrolled start showing up. So what you can see is a quick look at the computer summary. Look at all the devices that are there in your enterprise. You can do a quick snapshot. You can see what are the top types of devices, what kind of operating systems are they running on, and then what kind of disk space or some issues, like who are the users who might end up having problems. So then you can take a look at some of the alerts that are there. So one of the alerts that you see here is one of the devices seems to have a malware problem. So let me click on it to find out what's happening here. So I find that one of the machines, which is a home office machine, is having a follow-up requirement. So I go click on it, and I can see that there is a virus infection on that machine, and the Forefront anti-malware agent that we've integrated with has already blocked it, and it's in the process of cleaning it up. So I can click here to get more information on the malware. It'll redirect me to the Microsoft Security Research Center, where it'll have information about what that infection was, what the issue was. But also, other thing you notice is you can run a full scan, because this report might have come in like a few hours before. So I can just quickly, from the same node, send a request which will remotely trigger a rescan on that device. So when I close it, it'll queue up as a remote task, because the device could be online or offline. If it is online, it is instantaneous. It'll try to go and trigger a rescan for the malware again on the machine. But if it is offline, it'll queue up the task and let you know once it's completed. So having seen that, let's take a look at the other part of it. It's not just about devices, it's about users. So you go to all users. Here are some of the users that are there in my demo environment. And let me choose my demo user account. You will notice that With just a few clicks, I can see who the users are, and then what are all the devices associated with that user. So I can see that I have a laptop enrolled, I have a couple of Windows phones that are enrolled for this demo. So I can then double-click on the PC, and in one shot, I can take a quick look at what are all the features, what's the status of that PC, what's the hardware on that PC. So I'm running a new Lenovo laptop, so that I can see all the hardware information. I can see all the applications that have been installed on that device. Again, with a single click, I can get access to all that. And I can even look at all the policy settings I had set on that device, and then what is the conformance and compliance status of those policy settings. So all this without even leaving that same node. So it's very simple, easy, accessible information of a remote PC that you're managing from your admin console. So let's take a look at some of the other things that we can do. So now that I've seen that there's a malware, maybe there's a possibility that I didn't patch it. So I can look at what are the updates. And to do that, there is a feature node here called the updates node. By the way, the left navigation bar is all about the different workloads that we have. So you manage your devices, and then you look at all the different things you can do. Like you can do update management. So I'm going to go here and look at all the security updates that are published. And one interesting feature that we built here is for the scenario around Patch Tuesdays. So every time you have a Patch Tuesday coming from Microsoft, you have to worry about, okay, what is new? What are the new patches that are coming out? So instead of just looking at updates, the 1,000-plus updates right away, you can just do a filter, and they show me security updates by knowledge base. So it gives me a filter of all the updates, but then it does it by the Microsoft security bulletin that comes out every month. So once it does the categorization and comes back, you'll see all the KB articles associated with the bulletin. So you can see that this particular service bulletin had these different patches. So you can then go ahead and approve it. This is exactly like the Windows update service. Again, you don't have to deploy a WSS server and a separate infrastructure. Again, it's all integrated. We directly talk to the Windows update service and bring down the patch needed for this particular device. So once we've seen that, I already talked about the endpoint protection, but that's the same feature. Instead of seeing it in a device view, you can look at it from an enterprise malware compliance view and see what are all the malware infections that are there across your enterprise, how many devices have it, what are the issues that they're having with that. So the other important feature is inventory and asset management. So the first thing in software node you'll see is an compliance reporting of all apps that we inventoried from all the PCs that we are managing. So you can look at it and see all the different apps that are there available from all the machines that we have collected, that information. I can do a quick sort and say, okay, which are the apps that are most used or least used? So when time comes for your license reconciliation next year, your budgets are tight, you can quickly go and decide which apps you don't want to renew the license. So I can see that these are mostly well-used apps, whereas these ones are used only on one or two machines, so maybe we should relook at that license. So when you decide about how to which apps to keep or which apps to not keep, this is the feature. You come under the Manage Software node. Detected software is what we detect through inventory. It might not be deployed through us. End user could have also installed that app by himself, but we collect all the information and bring it in. Whereas for this, managed software is where you go in and deploy your own applications. And I'm going to show a demo of this later during this session. But you can see that we have not only MSI apps, but we have iOS, modern apps, Android apps. All these kind of apps can be published to your mobile devices. And then if you are a Microsoft Volume License Purchase customer, you can enter your agreements, and we can help reconcile your agreements so that you know where you stand with your licensing. But you can do this even for third-party apps that I just showed you. So you can just enter through your spreadsheet how many counts of licenses you purchased, and you can actually run a report that tells you about your license reconciliation. So the built-in reports, there are quite a few of these reports. I'm going to show you just one of them. So you can say, show me all the software that was that I just showed you in the UI. Make it available as a report. So it goes and creates a report that can be exported to whatever format you want. So I can see how many seats of each of this is there, what are the machines that have that as well. Well, it's not as extensive as Config Manager reporting. You can't write your own extensions, but that's something that we've heard repeatedly from our customers, and we look into that. And the next thing I want to talk about is the policies. So this is where we've kind of taken feedback from customers and saying, okay, we're not going to go after every group policy setting that's there in Windows. You could use group policy for that. But what we've tried to do is identify some of the critical settings that are most commonly used by our customers. So for example, under the agent settings, let me go and create a custom policy. So I'm going to create a policy that says client security settings. So here I can come in and see there are different sections with this. So what we have done is learned from our experiences working with customers with group policy is not enough just showing those 3,000 plus settings. Now what do I do with that? Where do I start? So what you are seeing here is a best practice policy template that we created from the best practice recommendation, the security guides that we ship from Microsoft. So we take those best practice settings, we put that inside a template, and it's already pre-canned and ready for you to go. So all you have to do is, in fact, there's one option when I do the create policy is create from default recommendation. You don't even get this screen. It just creates the policy for you. You just have to deploy it. But here we give you granular control so you can see the recommended values in each case, like track malware, keep the minimum to be 7 days. If I go to updates, we tell you definitely the frequency should be 8 hours, do an update every day. So all the best practice information needed for all your settings are already baked into the product. So all you have to do is hit save, or if you don't like any particular thing, like you don't want, you want to increase the delay time or reduce it, so that you can do all that customization, and then you save the policy. So when you save the policy, it'll ask you the question, okay, now do you want to, because we detect that you've not deployed this policy, so do you want to do it right away? And then when you say yes, we actually show you all the collections. So the collections is another key feature. Very similar to how you do it with Config Manager. You can create device collections, user collections. These can be dynamic collections based on Active Directory target groups. So as and when changes happen in Active Directory, they are automatically picked up by Intune as well. So you've created all these policies, you've deployed them, and as I showed you earlier, I can also look at the compliance reporting on them, which was again an area that was a limitation with group policy in Windows, is you could fire and forget. You deploy it, you assume everything worked, but there's no information back to the IT admin saying how many of those devices were compliant. So let me go back to the devices view. I have a lot of 500 plus devices, so let me go and do a search. Okay, all computers, still coming up. Okay, so let me search for my computer again. There's my PC, and I go into the policy tab. So what we implemented was the ability to do compliance reporting against what we intended to set versus what was the actual value set on the machine. And if there is a setting that goes out of compliance, we can detect that, and we can show that this is a setting that's a device that's not compliant, and you can get alerted on that as well. So the other feature that we also had was there's no items to show here, but if you create multiple policies, in group policy there's another problem around conflict resolution. Like if you had multiple policies, which policy wins, and how do you get to know that even there was a conflict in the first case? So what we do is, we, since we have a similar group type hierarchy, what we do is we try to do alert on the admin to say that here are two policies that are conflicting, what do you want to do about it, and you can decide to resolve the conflict one way or other. Okay, so those are some of the quick overview of PC management capabilities. Let me switch back and continue and show you the mobile device management features. Is it four? Okay, so when it comes to mobile device management, even before all these mobile devices became really popular, when the first version of mobile devices came, there was not much management capability for mobile devices. The first solution that was really credible and still widely used today is the Exchange Active Sync based mechanism. So because when devices were coming to check their email, it was a good checkpoint where the admin could set some policies and make sure, okay, if you're going to get access to my email, you need at least these security settings. Right? So it became a pretty default standard configuration. So what we've done is integrated with Office 365 and also to your on-prem Exchange server if you have that. But if you're already an Office 365 customer, this is a great scenario because your users, everything are already set up for you. All you have to do is click and get management support through Intune for those users. So the second thing we've done is want to make sure that when you are in a mobile device, your user identity is a very, very important concept because you can't just expect them, each user, to go and create their own user identity like a Hotmail account or Live account to access your corporate data. So there, again, we have done an integration with the Azure Active Directory Again, I'll be showing you a lot of demos of that. The third thing we did was we partnered with our friends Apple and Google in addition to our own Microsoft platform. So we actually take care of the native MDM protocol supported by Apple and Google in addition to the Microsoft's platform. So all these have different protocols. So Apple has its own protocol. Like if you have to contact an iOS device and we have to push policy to it, we have to go through Apple's notification service. So that's why you'll see in our product there's a setup step where you have to sign up for that Apple account and get that certificate. Similarly, on the Windows side, there are specific requirements about how do you install apps. It's no longer easy to just create your own modern app and just say, let me put it onto the device. You have to get this sideloading permission set up before you can deploy apps to Windows devices. So we've actually worked with all these protocols and have a very rich MDM solution available. And the other thing we've done is on apps, we have a corporate app store. So instead of your end users going to the public app store to get their apps, we give you a way to sideload applications through an enterprise app store that we give you guys. And it's completely branded. It'll look like it's offered by your IT department, or if it's a service provider, you can put your stamp on it and just make it available for your users. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of granular security settings, which were not possible with just the EAS. But since we have deep management with Apple, Google, and Microsoft, we can actually have more settings than what EAS has. And finally, around the data protection, we have retire and wipe scenarios, which I'll talk to you in a minute. So let's look at the architecture, conceptual architecture, how this works, because this understanding is important before I can show the demo of how this scenario comes through. So the user account that is there in your Active Directory gets synchronized to the Azure Active Directory through a process called directory synchronization, or DIRS sync. But you can also have a scenario where you have a very small customer site where you don't have any Active Directory, no problem. You can directly create the users. This is the top part you're seeing. You can directly create the users in the Azure Active Directory, and I'll show you how simple that is. But in both the cases, whether the user comes from your on-prem AD or from the cloud-only account, they can actually get all the user information synced down to the Windows Intune service and Office 365 service. So when we do the connection through Office 365, then I can set policies, and when those users come to get email, they automatically get those security restrictions. So I'm going to do a quick walkthrough of how that integration with Office 365 looks. Okay, so we're back to the Intune console. So what I want to start off is showing the users that we had here. So I'm going to show you all the users you had. I just created a few sample accounts for all our users. What I'm going to also show is where these users are coming from. When you enroll into Windows Intune service, this is where you go and sign up. This is the portal called the Intune account portal, where you go and subscribe, manage all your licenses. You can purchase additional licenses. So in this case, I have like 1,000 licenses that I set up for the demo account. None of them have expired. You'll also see some of other information. For example, Nilesh talked about all the investments we've made in our different data centers. Being up and available all the time is a very, very important feature for us as a service. So you can see all the data center and what's the current status of all the data center. So we have in Asia, Europe, and North America. You get total transparency into when incidents when we had a downtime, so you can look at it and see when we recovered from those errors. So for example, on June 22nd, we had an issue that we investigated and fixed the problem. So those are kind of things that Nilesh was referring earlier in terms of having a high available service up and running. So you look at that and look at all the, you can also create trouble tickets directly from here. But the main thing I wanted to show you is the users. When I click on these users, these are user accounts that were either created new directly in the cloud, which was the top picture I had in my diagram. So you can just create a new user and call it whatever you want for your new users. Or alternatively, you can set up Active Directory synchronization, where we actually walk you through steps for doing the Active Directory sync. So it's very simple to set up the DIRS sync. You just have to have a member server in your enterprise. Give it the credential to your Windows Intune account on one side and your AD account on the other. It'll automatically sync all your users and security groups every 3 hours in the background, and you have PowerShell scripts that you can run to force sync immediately. Yeah, question?
Is that for every Office 365 SKU or just?
Sorry.
Yeah. From all kinds of Office 365 or just?
No, it's for all. Like, all Office 365 accounts have directory sync requirement. So coming back to the demo, so you saw all these users. Since these users were all available with the same customer account I have, now let's take a look at how it looks in Office 365. So this is the admin console for Office 365 or your Exchange server in the cloud scenario. So you can see the dashboard. You can see, again, Exchange and all the services, what's the health of those services. You'll see a feature called users and groups, and you'll see the exact same users there. Because as I showed you in the PowerPoint diagram, both are reading from the same Active Directory in the cloud, so both are able to synchronize those users and security groups. So when we do that, the next step is I'm going to come here and go into the policy node, and I'm going to create a new policy for a mobile device security policy. So I'm going to let me go ahead and create that policy. Before I do that, I want to actually show you in the Office 365 site where you can see those policies. So you go to Exchange service in Office 365. What you'll see is a list of users who have their email accounts. So this will look like just like your Exchange server, except it's available in the cloud. So you can see all those devices, if they were anywhere, anything were quarantined because they were not compliant to policy. You'll see mailbox device policy. So you can see there's a default mailbox policy and one that was created by Windows Intune. The ones that were created by Windows Intune will always be preceded by this Windows Intune underscore thing. So what will happen is, in interest of time, I'm not going to show the full demo, but when you create new policies here, it automatically, through a connector that we have set up here, will sync up and go into the Exchange server. So when you do a run quick sync, you create a policy, it will start showing up in the mobile device console here. So let me quickly go back. So coming to the rest of the mobile device management features, so what else you have, just like your PC management, you have the ability to do inventory. We can do hardware inventory. We have no software inventory on the Intune console. That's something that we support, though, in the enterprise version of the Intune connection to SCCM. But you can also track all the storage and all the other requirements that we typically collect from your PCs. Whatever we can collect from your mobile devices, we're able to collect that. Settings. As I mentioned, the primary reason people use settings and policy management, the key part of any MDM solution is to make sure that you can keep your mobile devices secure. So we have a whole bunch of policies that are on security, password, data protection. We also have compliance reporting available for mobile device settings as well. So the same report that I showed you earlier will also come back from a Windows phone or an iPhone saying these are the settings that are not compliant on this device. And the other thing we've done is we've created an abstraction, which I'll show you in the UI, because not all platforms implement the same setting the same way. What constitutes a complex password on Windows is not the exact same on iOS or Android. So what we've done is, wherever possible, we've tried to merge them together and say, what's the best experience for our customers across these platforms? So you, as an IT admin, don't have to really scratch your head to figure out what will happen if I set this setting. And in cases where there are lower-level versions of platforms like Windows Phone 7, which is our latest version is Windows Phone 8. So if you had the older versions of Windows Phone, they can still be managed through the EAS protocol. So let's switch back and see some of those settings. So once again, you're now very familiar with how I showed the PC policy settings. We've used the same infrastructure. You come in and say, create a policy. And I'm going to now see a mobile device policy. So I'm going to create this. So if you look at the sections here, now you see things like password settings. So these are the most rudimentary set of settings you need for any mobile device to secure those mobile devices. Make sure that they always require a PIN code. The minimum number of complex characters should be one. The password length, all those settings that are standard. And what we have done is categorize some of them that are applicable across all platforms as common, and things that are very unique to a specific platform. Suppose on Windows RT and Windows 8, you have something called as a picture password, where you can actually go and dot your kid's eyes or whatever your favorite location is, put your picture on it and have a specific sequence where you swipe, that becomes your password. So those kind of things are specific on a platform, so we allow you to set those kind of restrictions. Then some of the platforms allow you to set camera, allow them to have camera turned on or off, Bluetooth, all those capabilities. On iOS, we went ahead and added a lot more settings that are not even available on other platforms, like do you allow backup of your settings to iCloud so that your office data doesn't get into somebody's personal account? And there are some email-related settings, like what is the size of attachments, are you allowed to save your attachments, and then more importantly, about encryption requirements. So these are some of the settings. Once again, what we've done is we've added a lot more in the enterprise version of Configuration Manager. We think these are the bare minimum needed for the small to medium business. But again, we'll get feedback and decide which one goes where. But you don't see things like VPN and others in this version, but the enterprise version has all those additional settings. So with that, let me actually go ahead and create this policy and also deploy it to a collection so that maybe by the time the demo is done, we can see if it takes about 10 minutes for the sync to the Office 365 to happen. So let me go ahead and create a collection of finance users. And I set that policy so that demo policy is now counted on to all the machines. Coming back to our deck. So this is just a quick recap. I'm not going to go through all the details because you can read it offline when you have that. I've tried to list all the settings and what are the platforms that they are supported, whether Exchange Active Sync, RT, and iOS. So we have password policies, device restrictions, email, and encryption settings here. And here, again, here are the properties that we collect when we do the inventory. So this is, again, a reference checklist for you to have. It's available in our documentation, but I thought it was interesting enough to pull out and have it in this deck. Moving on to app management. So these new devices mean that no longer you can just get away with having EXEs and MSIs. Now, when you're deploying applications to your users, you have to now think about the different kinds of products that have come out. What kind of applications are there for those types of devices? So first of all, you'll see there are two ways to install applications on these devices. One is the end user by themselves goes to the public store, downloads the app, and installs them on their own. The second option is we actually sideload the app, which is more common for a line of business app that you want to deploy. So the formats are different across all these. We have Apex, Zap files for phone. Apex is the new modern app when you write a modern app for Windows. iOS has its own IPA format. Android has APK format. So we let you sideload all these apps on these platforms, but we also help you, your users, discover an app. Suppose you know the best PDF reader that you want to recommend your employees to have. It's a free reader, so you can probably just go and publish the link to that. So the app store will, the corporate app store that we have will have the link. When the employee clicks on it, they get access to that app. So it helps you discover apps in the, whatever, 800,000 or close to a million plus apps that are showing up on these public app stores. And that's not the end of the app management story. We also make sure that your end users are not confused when they go into the corporate app store on their different devices. Because it's not like PC management. Your end users are going to replace their phones much quicker than they would have done their PC, right? When was the last time you think somebody lost their PC, right? Whereas for a phone, you're going to find it more often that you're going to lose that, and then you're going to find out that when you replace and come up with a new phone, I want the same apps, everything that I had access to on my previous device, and I might be in a totally different operating system. I like the new Nokia, so I want to go and upgrade to that from an iOS. Then I still want the same kind of applications, if available on that platform, deployed to me. So what we've done for that is have a consistent experience across our company portals, but we also have developed with the R2 release native applications on iOS and Android. So far, the demo that I'm going to show you today will have a web-based application, but the next version that we're coming, we are actually building a native iOS app and Android app in addition to our Windows app. So let's take a quick look at a demo of app management. So I'm going to switch to an iPad device that I have here. What's the number?
Eight.
So Nilesh is going to be my end user. I'm the IT admin. So he's going to walk you through what the app experience there is.
Okay. So looking at the end user portal there on iPad here, I can get quick information about contacting the support from the IT perspective, as well as I can drill down into my applications. So here is a store that Dilip just mentioned. This is my corporate app store. There are different categories of applications which are available here. I'm just going to click all apps here. You can see there are three apps that are available for me to install. So one of that app is Bing from Microsoft on iPad. This is a deep link app, because you can see that this is an app which is hosted in an external store. That's a message that I get. I get information about the application. And when I say view app, I'm directed to Windows Store in order to, iTunes Store in order to install these applications. So the install experience is through iTunes Store, but the application is available inside my corporate application store. So it's going
so
back.
That was an example of a publicly available app. So let's go ahead and say we want to deploy a line of business application. So what I'm going to do is go back into the Intune console, go into the software node. I'm going to go to the manage software. And what I want to do is I have a line of business app called my expenses application that I want to deploy to Nilesh so he can go and file his expenses from his Spain trip. Let me.
I hope it has the currency conversion, Dilip.
Yeah. So what we are seeing here is a wizard that comes and launches an ability to do different kinds of app installs. So you can select not just an MSI or EXE as you used to, but go and select an iOS app package. So now, as I said, iOS has two types of files that you have to supply. One is called an IPA file. So let me go and navigate my computer, my demo. Apps are under my iOS expenses app. So that's the location of my IPA file. And there's also a file called the plist file, which goes along with that IPA file. So I have these two types of apps, the same app, the files related to the app. So I'm going to now give information as expenses.
It's publisher, Contoso.
So publisher is Contoso. So expenses app, because there could be different versions for iOS and Windows. I'll say this is the iOS version of it. So I don't have a quick icon to browse, so it might not look pretty when it comes in the portal, but let's get this published. So it tells me what are the types of devices I want this to be. Do you want it only on your iPad or iPhone? I'll say both. This app can scale. So let's say next. So that's all it has. So when you do an upload now, it takes the iOS image file, the app file, and puts it inside our Azure store. So the app's now available and ready to be deployed wherever the user is on the globe. So now let's go over to Nilesh. So let's switch over and see his device.
So how long does it take for the app to show up, Dilip?
That's the power of the cloud service. So we should have it right away if everything was working.
Okay.
I just added the app. I didn't deploy it to Nilesh. So let me go back and deploy it to Nilesh so we can prove that this is a working demo, not a fake one. So let me first refresh the app so I can see the expense app. Okay. So I'm back in the expenses app in the software catalog. So I can see the expenses iOS app. I go to manage deployment. So I think your account was in the engineering group.
Just deploy to all users.
I'll deploy to all users, so make sure that you get it. So here is where I have to come and say this app, I wanted to make available for Nilesh so he can choose to install it at his own convenience. I'm not doing a push install that forces it to go on his personal device, because some users are going to definitely be really upset if you push apps onto their personal phones. So what I've done is I've published it to all users. Let's go back to Nilesh's iPad.
Okay, so let's try this. All applications, there it is.
There is the expenses app. So as you can see, it's instantaneous. Like right away, I'm able to deploy apps to all my users on all their devices, irrespective of where they are. So that's the simplicity that comes with the product. You saw that it's not very extensive. We have the same concepts of the app model and everything, but it's just much easier for you to deploy. So we've going back to the slide. Oh, so we have one more device I wanted to show you. What's the number on that?
Six.
because we said we have a consistent experience across all portal. So what you're looking at is the Windows Phone experience. So it looks exactly similar to the one that we just showed you. So you have the same kind of apps that are published there. We had published a sales dashboard app. So there was no phone version, the zap file of that expenses app. If there was one, I would have published it. So Nilesh on his iPad or his Windows Phone would have got the same application made available on different platforms. So we have this working on Android, and we have this working on other platforms as well. So in the interest of time, I'm just going to move back to the slide deck. So those were some of the key demos. I just wanted to do a quick recap and have this information so you know when you get back which apps work on what platforms. So we support the EXE MSI, but we also have the other platforms where the respective app types will get installed. So the last scenario I want to talk about is around retire and wipe. So as I said earlier, people lose more phones at airports and other places than the physical desktops that are in your office. So how do you make sure that in those cases they can call you and you can wipe your data? The PCs can also be retired because you've got upgraded to a new device. You don't want that to be in your management system anymore. Then you can actually retire your PCs. Wipe is an option that in the Intune version is less restricted. It's more restricted than what we have with the full-blown enterprise version of wipe. So in the upcoming SECM version, we have a selective wipe feature, which we don't have in the Intune standalone. However, you can do a complete wipe on, say, iOS and Phone 8. And Android, it just removes the EAS mailbox. And for RT and Windows 8, it also removes the mailbox when it comes to the exchange. So again, I've put a list of all the things that happen when you do a retire. I don't want to go into details, but things like, for example, on Windows 8, when you put a modern app, we won't go and uninstall the app, but we'll remove the key that you need for sideloading. So once we do that, you cannot install or launch that app anymore. So that's how we do the retire. Things like policies, we've once set it, it is not possible for us to go back and reset it to what it was. So what we do is we stop enforcing the policy. For example, if the user had no password, we set a 5-character password policy on it. It'll be there on the device. But suppose the user leaves the company, we do this retire operation, then it means that policy is no longer enforced on that machine, which means the user is free to change it back to whatever the restriction he wants to. So with wipe, as I said, the full or partial wipe depends on what the underlying platform supports. This is, again, a list given for your reference. So a quick recap is we have pretty good comparative feature set on the Intune standalone for small to medium businesses. We have tons of features for enterprise customers that Nilesh just touched upon, but we have a session right after this where we do unified device management with SECM and Intune, where we would like to have you join us so we can walk through those demos as well. So with that, I'll hand it back to Nilesh.
So now that you have seen all the functionality, how do you get Windows Intune subscription? So there are two options that you have. If you already have Configuration Manager, it's easy add-on to Configuration Manager. It's a $4 per user per month that allows you to manage up to 5 devices per user. If you don't have Configuration Manager, which is the SMB scenario that we talked about, you can either go for option A, which is Windows Intune, that includes Configuration Manager license as well. If you want to try that, it's $6 per user per month. Or you can look at the grandfather option that we had previously, which is $11, but that gives you the SA rights as well, so you will get enterprise edition of Windows and SA benefits with that.
One thing to keep in mind is these are per user pricing. A lot of the competitive offerings are per device, so if you just see $1 or $2 per device, it's still not the same math. Each user today at least has 3 to 4 devices, right? Check your pockets or bags, I'm sure you'll find 3 or 4. So, think of that $4 prices for maybe 3 devices.
Yeah, it evens out. So just to recap, in this session, we learned about what is Windows Intune and learned about the main scenarios for Windows Intune in enterprise as well as in SMB segment. In the enterprise, you learned about how you can extend Configuration Manager with Windows Intune to provide unified device management. In SMB space, we learned about how we can use it Windows Intune in a standalone mode and get the unified device management functionality. The key takeaway from this session that I want you guys to walk away with is that Windows Intune provides a comprehensive device management service. It is for both enterprises as well as SMBs. So you can use it the way you like it. So with that, there are a lot of sessions planned for Windows Intune as well as Configuration Manager. There are a few sessions listed here. There is one of particular interest, which is going to be following this session, which is Unified Device Management in Depth with Configuration Manager. There is one on application management with Configuration Manager and Windows Intune. So we will walk you guys through in-depth look at application model, how do you manage these different platforms and different application types that map to different platforms. So please try to attend those. We would love to have you there. As always, there are lots of Windows Track resources that are available. You can refer to them in the deck. There is a lot of more information, lots of resources on Channel 9, TechNet, Learning, and MSDN. Please try this out. And we would definitely appreciate your feedback. Thanks for taking time and coming to attend this session. We really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Yeah.